This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Arundhati Paul. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Wednesday said that this is the era of silicon diplomacy and India will take every step to become the semiconductor powerhouse. After inaugurating the Semicon India 2024 in Greater Noida yesterday, Mr. Modi said the government has set a target to make the country's electronic sector a $500 billion worth industry by the end of this decade. He said this will create 60 lakh jobs. The Khasi Author Society marked its 45th anniversary yesterday with a grand celebration in Shillong. A member of parliament, Ricky Ajay-Sinkorn, highlighted the significance of the occasion by recalling his maiden speech in parliament, where he advocated for the inclusion of the Khasi language in the 8th schedule of the Constitution of India. He underscored the importance of preserving and promoting local dialects within Khasi literature. 11 exceptional students were honored for their outstanding achievements in the study of the Khasi language. The government has said that more than 1 crore mobile connections have been disconnected and around 2.27 lakh mobile handsets have been blocked for involvement in cybercrime and financial fraud. The Department of Telecommunications, in collaboration with the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, has initiated several measures to enable spam-free quality telecom service with high-speed data. The Department of Biomedical Engineering, Northeastern Hill University, in collaboration with the National Institute of Electronics and Information Technology, Shillong, launched the capacity building course, Programming Technologies for Pre-Final and Final Year BTech Students from 9th to 23rd of this month. The project is designed to uplift the socio-economic status of citizens in the Northeast by fostering a smart ecosystem with vital IT education and skill development. It aims to train 1.665 lakh citizens from diverse sections of society across the Northeastern states. The course will equip students with the skills necessary to meet industry standards, making them job ready for various roles in the rapidly evolving tech landscape. Arunachal Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Mian has said the hydropower projects with a combined installed capacity of 12,500 megawatts in the state will commence operations in the next 2 years. The projects will be taken up by central public sector undertakings. 5 such projects will commence next year, while 3 each will be taken up in 2026 and 2027. The Nagaland government has approved the implementation of the inner line permit in Chomukedima, Newland and Dimapur districts. The Dimapur residents will be classified into 3 categories. Category 1, which includes individuals who settled in Dimapur before 1st of December 1963, will not require ILP and will be eligible for a smart card as well as the option to obtain a permanent residence certificate and domicile certificate. Under Category 1, individuals who settled between 1st of December 1963 and 21st of November 1979 will also not need apply for ILP and will be issued a PRC with the option of obtaining a domicile certificate. Under Category 3, those who settled in Dimapur on or after 22nd November 1979 will be required to obtain ILP for their stay in the district. The India Meteorological Department has forecast very heavy rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya and Arunachal Pradesh for the next 6 days. Similar weather conditions are also expected over Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, West Bengal, Sikkim and Bihar till 14th of September. The IMD also forecasts heavy rainfall in Chhattisgarh from 14th to 16th September. Meanwhile, several parts of Delhi received light rainfall on Wednesday. According to IMD, the national capital is expected to witness a generally cloudy sky with moderate rainfall for the next 6 days. Manipur's TG English School clinched the junior boys' title of the 63rd Subrata Cup International Football Tournament, getting the better of Meghalaya's Minken Christian Higher Secondary School 4-3. Air Chief Marshal V.R. Chaudhary, Chief of the ASAV and Chairman Subrata Mukherjee Sports Education Society, presented the trophy to the winners. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani, Shillong. Have a nice day.